إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد أيها الإخوة والأخوات في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته إن شاء الله this is going to be the explanation of Kitab al-Iman from Sahih al-Bukhari. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on the offer that is al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala. He is one of those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has benefited this ummah with their works. And Sahih al-Bukhari remains the most authentic book after the Quran, followed by Sahih al-Muslim. This book, I mean Sahih al-Bukhari, has a lot of kutub in it, that is a lot of chapters that are addressing a lot of issues. So the Imam brought a hadith on a particular issue on a general note. Then he divides this hadith into abwaab, that is chapters that are branches under the general one that he calls Kitab. So here we have Kitab al-Iman. Before this there is Kitab al-Wahdi or Kitab al-Badi al-Wahdi. So this one is Kitab al-Iman. It comprises of a hadith, verses of the Quran, likewise a asar from the Salaf, in order to establish what is meant by al-Iman. The Sheikh starts with the top Bab al-Iman. وقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بني الإسلام على خمس. The chapter of Al-Iman. وقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Likewise, the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم بني الإسلام على خمس. The Sheikh says, وهو قول وفعل ويزيد وينقص. It goes back to define what al-Iman is. He said al-Iman is قول وفعل ويزيد وينقص. Iman is statement, وفعل action. ويزيد, it increases, وينقص, it decreases. Now the word iman is the master of the verb amana. Yu'minu imana. It means at-tasdiqu in the language. That is to append something. But in the Sharia, it goes beyond just affirmation of a thing. It goes beyond that. And that's why Shaykh al-Qaid ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala said al-Iman is what at-tasdiqu wa-ziyada. At-tasdiqu wa-ziyada. That is to believe something, to affirm something, wa-ziyada. And it has additional things that are attached to that, not just ordinary affirmation. In the language, it can be used like that, but it goes beyond just ordinary affirmation, just to affirm something. So, to affirm something and more. This is a definition in the language. But in the Sharia, it is called statement. وَفِعِلٌ action. وَيَزِيدٌ it increases. وَيَنْقُصُ it decreases. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَزْدَادُ إِيمَانًا مَا إِيمَانِهِمْ so that they can increase in iman together with their iman. That is, so that their iman can increase. So this was established that iman increases. وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدًى In another verse, Allah says, وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدًى And we increase them in guidance. Allah also says, وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوا هُدًى And Allah increases those who are guided in guidance. In another verse, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوا زَادَهُمْ هُدًى وَأَتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ Those who are guided, Allah increases them in guidance and Allah gives them their piety. وَقَوْلُهُ وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا And so that the believers can increase in iman. وَقَوْلُهُ And statement. أَيُّكُمْ زَادَ تُعَذِهِ إِيمَانًا Who amongst you has this increased his iman? فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا As for those who believe, فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا That is, the new surah that has been revealed has increased them in iman. وَكَوْلُهُ جَنَّ ذِكْرُ Likewise the statement, جَنَّ ذِكْرُهُ فَاقْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا And fear them, فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا And it increased them, or it increased them in iman. وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى Likewise the statement, وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا This did not increase them except in iman and submission. So when we look at this verses brought by the Imam used the verses to establish the fact that the Imam increases. The Imam increases. Contrary to a group among the innovators, those who are called the Murji'a. The Murji'a. So the Murji'a, the Imam does not increase. It does not increase. Likewise, the Khawarij, iman, according to the Khawarij, is something that la yatabaad. It doesn't have things that we say come together to form it. So to the murji'a, your iman is either complete or the iman is not here. You see that the iman is complete or the iman is not here. But for one to say al iman yazid, iman increases, wa yanqus, and it decreases, the murji'a doesn't believe or do not believe in this. So to them al iman la yatabaad. So once you are a mu'min, then your iman is like the iman of Jibreel. Your iman is like the iman of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your iman is like the iman of Abu Bakr. So iman to them, la yatabaatu, is not something that has a path. I say this are the path that form the iman. So iman is just one thing. So this is the reason why the Shaykh, the author, Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, Muhammad bin Ismail Al-Bukhari, this is the reason why he brought all these verses. Because our pious predecessors would not play with the issue of Aqidah. They would not play with the issue of Aqidah the way people would do today. That we tolerate people only if they have the wrong Aqidah. We accommodate them, which we realize the matters of Aqidah. The pious predecessors would not do that. Their students would not do that. Down to the time of people like Al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala. And that's why he wrote a whole chapter that he titled Kitab al-Iman, bringing a hadith that have to do with Iman. In addition to that, he now categorized them into different abawab, that is, of chapters, in order to treat them one after the other. So he brought these verses of the Quran. All of these verses point to the fact that Iman increases. And anything that increases can also what? Decrease. Anything that increases can also increase. So that is why the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they will say Al-Iman yazidu wa yanqus. Yazidu bi ta'ati wa yanqus bil ma'asi. Iman increases by obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obedience to His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa yanqus. Iman decreases bil ma'asi, by disobeying Allah, by disobeying His Messenger. How this is like. So it increases by obeying Allah, it decreases by disobeying Allah. It increases by obeying His Messenger, it decreases by disobeying His Messenger. So and that's why the Iman continues to increase. Your Iman continues to increase. You will say, okay, my Iman has reached the apex. No more place for increase. Huh? Nobody's Iman reaches the apex. Your Iman continues towards to increase. The more you do superlative deeds, the more your Iman increases. The more you do the compulsive act, the more your Iman increases. The more you go away from things Allah has forbidden, has prohibited, the more your Iman increases. The more you go away from things that are detested, the more your Iman increases. The more your Iman increases. And that's why they refer to all this as what? As things that perfect our Iman. Perfect our Iman. So when you do things Allah has forbidden, the iman is dropping. Huh? Your iman is dropping. When you do things Allah has detested, your iman is dropping. But which one is dropping? Is what? Al-Kamal al-Mustahab. That is the one that is what? That the perfection that is Mustahab, that is loved. Not the one that is just, that is compulsory. So you see scholars, they use the term Al-Kamal al-Wajib and Al-Kamal al-Mustahab. Perfection that is compulsory and perfection that is preferred. So when perfection that is preferred is not there, is missing, you are not thankful. When it's perfection that is compulsory that is missing, you are thankful. You are what? You are thankful. So your iman continues to increase, and it will decrease by doing some things that are what haram. The perfection that is preferred may also decrease. In that case, you are not thankful. If the perfection that is compulsory is what is missing, you are what you are thankful. Or you say what? Al-Imam al-Wajib and Al-Imam al-Mustahab. It is the Imam that is Wajib and the one that is Mustahab. So when you do things Allah loves and Allah makes compulsory, Imam increases. You do things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits, your Imam increases. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, but that thing is not compulsory. Your iman mustahab increases. If you do things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala detests, but not that Allah prohibits, your iman that is mustahab increases. So al-iman, yazid, iman increases. وينقص يزيد بالطاعات it increases with the goodies by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وينقص بالمعاصي and it decreases by being watched by being المعاصي so this is the reason why the Prophet رحمه الله تعالى has brought those verses but despite this clear verse The Murji'a, they still say what? Al-Iman la yatabaad. Iman does not what? It's indivisible. Iman is indivisible. Iman is just one. La yatabaad. Meaning, it doesn't increase. It does not increase. Is there the Iman is here or it's not here? So if the Iman is here, there is no difference between your Iman and it. Iman of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the Iman is here, there is no difference between your Iman and the Iman of Jibreel. No difference between your Iman and the Iman of Abu Bakr. So all of us, we are what? Sawa, we are equal. The absolute Iman is the basis of Iman. So this statement is a statement of Al-Murji'ah. When the Salaf, they use the word Al-Murji'ah, these are people that what? Akhraju Al-A'mal min Al-Iman. Akhbaru Al-A'mal an Al-Iman. So they said, the actions that you do are not part and parcel of the Iman. Take for instance your Salah, your fasting, your Hajj. All these good deeds that you do, they are not what? Part and parcel of Iman. Akhbaru al-A'mal an al-Iman. They remove A'mal from what the definition of Iman. This is the Murji'ah that the Salaf are talking about. When the Salaf, when we say the Salaf, we are talking about the Tabi'un, the Atba' Tabi'in, So when people like this, particularly the Atba'at Tabi'een, when they talk about al-irja, they are talking about the step of irja, ta'khir al-a'mal an al-iman, ikhraj al-a'mal min al-iman, removing a'mal as part of what definition of iman. Now, this is who they use the term murji'at al-fuqaha for them. Murji'at al-fuqaha. This is common, or it was common then, with the people of Kufa. The people of Kufa. The one that championed this, there are many, but the one that was very popular with it was Hammad ibn Abi Zayd. Hammad ibn Abi Zayd, who was the teacher of Abu Hanifa. He was the one that championed it, that al-a'mal laysat min al-iman. When we are talking about the definition of iman, a'mal are not part and parcel of. So there are a lot of people, a lot of great scholars, like Tawf bin Habib, like Umar bin Zar al-Hamadani, and many others like that, who fall into what is called Ijja'ul Fuqaha. The scholars of Sunnah at that time, they were very harsh on this. People like Ibrahim al-Nakhai. Ibrahim al-Nakhai was the teacher to Hammad bin Abi Sulaiman. So I said Hammad bin Abi Sulaiman, sorry, was the teacher to Hammad bin Abi Sulaiman, the teacher of Abu Hanifa. Ibrahim al-Nakhai was the teacher to him. So he once told him, where did you get all this that you have introduced? So Ibrahim al-Nakhai, who used very harsh words against the Murji'ah, against the Murji'ah. At times he said, what? Their fitna is worse than the fitna of the Azariqa. Who are the Azariqa? Azariqa is a group of the Khawarij. A group of the Khawarij. One of the worst group of the Khawarij. One of the worst group of the worst group of the Khawarij, we call them Azariqa, the follower of Nafi bin Azraq. So these are the worst group of the Khawarij at that time. So the Murji'ah, they are people that akhraju al-amal min al-iman. They said the actions, salah, fasting, zakah, hajj, and so on and so forth, they are not part and parcel of iman. Now, do they mean that those things are not compulsory? No, they are not saying they are not compulsory. They believe those things are compulsory, and the one who does not do them will be punished. The one who does not do them will be punished. The one who does not do those things will be punished. They believe that. As long as those things are what? Are compulsory. As long as those things are compulsory. So they believe the one who doesn't do them will be punished. But are they part and parcel of iman? They say no, they are not part and parcel of iman. They say they are not part and parcel of iman. So and that's why Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala said, the khilaf between the Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah and the Murji'ah, most of this khilaf is what lafzi. They are just verbal khilaf. Verbal khilaf. You need to all the khilaf. He said most of the khilaf are what? Verbal khilaf. Because this person believes that if you do not pray, you will be punished. If you do not fast, you will be punished. On the day of Qiyamah, you will be punished. But he believes that that salah or fasting is not part and parcel of iman. You say the salah is part and parcel of iman. The hajj is part and parcel of iman. You also believe that what? The one who does not fast or does not pray or does not perform hajj, that the person will be punished. Where do you disagree? Is there any disagreement between both of us? I believe that salah is part and parcel of iman. I also believe that the one who does not pray will be punished. Somebody says, Salah is not part and parcel of Iman, but the one who does not pray will be punished. Is there any khilaf between both of us? Except what? We are talking about classification that the son says what? This Ahmad is part and parcel of Iman. But I say it's part and parcel of Iman. He says it's not part and parcel of Iman. But both of us believe that Salah, for instance, as one of the actions of the lips, they are compulsion. So the khilaf here is what? Khilaf loves me. But who is right? Am I the one that is right on this issue? Or is the one that is right? I'm the one that is right. How? I'm the one that is right because we have evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah supporting the fact that the actions are part and parcel of Iman. Like when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. Allah was talking about the issue of Salah here. Allah was talking about As-Salah. And Allah used the word, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. Allah would not make go in waste your words, your Iman. Allah used the word, Iman, to refer to As-Salah, which is what? Wajib. How this is clear. Likewise, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Iman bid'un wa sittuna shu'ba. Wa fi riwayah bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba. Iman has 50 odd branches. In another report, he said Iman has 70 odd branches. Said for Abdullah, the best of these branches is Qawlu La ilaha illallah. The statement that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He said, Wa adna'a imatatu adha al-tariq. He said, the least of these branches is what? Imatatu al-adha al-tariq. When you see something that can harm people, you take it away from the road. This is the list of Iman. The list, branch of what? Of the branch of Iman. Wal haya mudat shu'batun min al-Iman is a branch of Iman. So from this hadith, it is clear that actions are part of what? Part of Iman. Because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made mention of what? Imatatul adha, to take things that can harm people. He made mention of this. Apart from Iman. So, a lot of ahadith on this. So the murji'ah, when we say the murji'ah, we are referring to the murji'atul fuqaha. Murji'atul al-fuqaha. So we are what? We are wrong. Despite the fact that we agree, both of us, we agree on that word, those actions that are compulsory are compulsory. The one who does not do them will be punished. Those actions that are not compulsory are not compulsory. The one who does them will be rewarded. And the one who does not do them will not be punished. We agree on that. But for them to have said this a'mal, all these actions are not part and parcel of Iman, they are wrong. Why are they wrong? They are wrong because their position goes against the Quran and the Sunnah. How this is clear? Because their definition goes against what we have in the Quran and goes against what we have in the Sunnah. How this is clear? And that's why Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, as contained in Majmu' al-Fatawa, he said the scholars, they criticized them seriously. وَلَمْ يُكَفِرُوهُ. But they did not make the fear of them. وَإِنَّمَا بَدَّعُوهُ. But they call them مُبْتَدِعَ. They call them as what? مُبْتَدِعَ. So, you see the statement of people like Ibrahim ibn Khayy, Sufyan al-Thawri, Sa'id al-Jubayr, very arch statements. of the murji'a. When we start the murji'a, we are talking about the murji'a to fuqaha. Because murji'a, they have different categories. So the list that is the closest to sunnah is the murji'a to fuqaha. The murji'a to al-fuqaha. These are the closest to sunnah. And these people, they are more in Kufa then than any other places. They are more in Kufa than many other places. So people like Ibrahim ibn Nakhai, who was also a Kufi, he was from Kufa too. He was the teacher of Hamad bin Abi Sulaiman. Not Hamad bin Zayd. Hamad bin Zayd was on Ajadda. He was on the part of Hamad bin Abi Sulaiman, so the teacher of Abu Hanifa. So he was a murji. And his irja was sincere on it. In an athar, somebody asked him, where did you get this? He said, this is what I'm convinced to be the truth. And I can't leave this for anything. Somebody who is being beat at times may be better than somebody who is doing sunnah in one aspect. If the person is doing his feet are sincerely, such a person, if he sees the truth, it is easy for him to leave it, to leave the basis upon which he is, and what and accommodate the truth. Because the media that he's doing is doing it sincerely. He's doing it sincerely. But somebody is practicing sunnah because there is money or because there is maybe respect and things like that. That's the reason he's practicing sunnah. Such a person is, it is easier for him to drop the sunnah if he cannot find what is getting there. But somebody attempts to be punished, tortured on his bidah. It is being bidah. And he is tortured, he's being tortured on that bidah, who leave it? Because he is convinced that that bidah that he's doing is what is the right path. So such a person is safe, when I think better in the sense that if he sees the truth, if he's convinced about the truth, he's ready to watch, to leave it. It was said that one of the wives of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was telling a younger brother of ours, let's come and embrace Islam. If you embrace Islam, you'll be able to inherit me if I die. The younger brother said, what? I won't leave my religion because of what? Inheritance. I will not leave my religion because of what? Inheritance. This is sincerity in what? In Kufu. Somebody is in Kufu. But he believed that he could not leave what? His Kufu because of what? Something to inherit is the elder sister. Sometimes whatever you are doing, make sure you are doing it sincerely. Not because of worldly benefits, because you are looking for a position, because you are looking for anything to adopt the sunnah. If it is because of the worldly benefit that you are looking for, you adopt the sunnah. When the worldly benefit stops, you drop the sunnah. And you are ready to go with anything. So Hamad bin Abi Sulaiman adopted irja. He left sunnah for irja because he felt that this was the right way. And the scholars of sunnah, then people like Ibrahim al-Nakhai and many others, they refuted the murji'a seriously. And that is why you actually open a book written on sunnah, either that of Al-Lakai, that is Usul al-Itiqadi al-Sunnah, or that of Al-Imam the son of Abdullah bin Ahmad, which is called As-Sunnah, or that of Al-Barbahari, Sharh al-Sunnah, and many others like that. You hardly open these books except that you see that they discuss about the murji'a. When they talk about the murji'a, yes, they are talking about the murji'a to fuqaha. the Muslim al-Fuqaha, not the other groups of Murji'a majorly. Because the Murji'a al-Fuqaha, these are the people that most of the Salaf they met. It was later another group of Murji'a came. And that was headed by John Bun Sofwan. Another group of Murji'a. What is there? Their own is that they believe that what is Iman? Or Iman is just the what? The tasdiq of the qalb. That is to affirm in the heart or ma'rifah, to know. But qawl bil lisan is not yet. Qawl bil lisan, that is the statement of the tongue, is not yet. Just for you to know. Once you know Allah is your creator, that you know in your heart, there is no statement, you don't say La ilaha illallah, but in your heart you are what? You are a mu'min. So today, Fir'aun is a mu'min. Today, Abu Talib was a mu'min. So a lot of these people, they were mu'minun. Because in their heart, they know that this is the truth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَحَدُ بِهَا, that is, they opposed it publicly. Was taken not confused to whom, but their heart, their souls, know that this is the truth. Why did they do that? ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًا. They do that, they oppose publicly, unjustly, وَعُلُوًا, and arrogantly. But their heart know that this is what? This is the truth. So, the Jamal Sofwan, one who knows in his heart that this is the truth, is what? Is a movement. So these are called what? The Gulat al-Murji'a. The Gulat al-Murji'a. We said the Murji'a al-Fuqaha, to them, Iman is a type of approach, a tasdiq, al-qalb, that is the affirmation of the heart, wa qawlu al-lisan, and statement of the tongue. They take this to be what? Iman. What about the actions of the limbs? Our salah, zakah, hajj? No, they said these are compulsory, but they are not part and parcel of the definition of Iman. So when the Gulat al-Murji'a came, they said that umul, the statement of the tongue, like La ilaha illallah, is more part and parcel of the definition of Iman. It is only what? The knowledge of the act that is. That is what? That is Iman. This is the definition of the Gulat al-Murji'a. So that's why one has to know all these things, so that you won't fall into it, so that one will not fall into it. So these people that are the Gulat al-Murji'a, their own position is different from the position of the Murji'a al-Fuqaha. The Murji'a al-Fuqaha will say what? They agree with the people of Sunnah that things like Salah, Zakah, fasting are compulsory. Likewise, things that are what? Ma'asi, are haram. Unlike the Murji'a, the Gulat al-Murji'a, to the Gulat al-Murji'a, those things, since they do not constitute part and parcel of Iman, if you not do them, it does not stop you from entering Al-Jannah. It doesn't stop you from entering Al-Jannah. La yadurru ma'al imani ma'asiyatun. Nothing that you do that affects your Iman. So you are just going into Al-Jannah straight. Why? Because you are mu'min according to them. لا يضرنا الإيمان مع الصيام. It is important that we differentiate between these groups that I mentioned. Now scholars, they go against the Murji'a al-Fuqaha because they say al-a'mal laysat min al-iman. Amal are not part and parcel of Iman. But when they say Al Amal is not an Iman, they are not referring to Amal al Qulub. They are not referring to the actions of the heart. Because we have actions of the heart, like Mahabbatullah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huh? Like Khawfullah, fear of Allah. Raja, open in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and things like that. All these things, they are what A'malu Qulub. They are actions of the heart. As we have actions of the limbs, like Salah, like Zakat, like Hajj, like Umrah, like picking things that can arm people from the way. So we have what? Actions of the heart, like the fear of Allah, hope in Allah, trust in Allah, all these are actions of the heart. The majority of fuqaha, they believe in actions of the heart. When they say Al-A'mal are not part and parcel of Iman, they are not referring to what? The actions of the heart. They believe the actions of the heart are part and parcel of what? Iman. But what they are referring to is what? A'mal al-Jawari, the actions of the lips. The Murji'atu al-Jahmiyya, which are the Gulatul Murji'a, to them, whether actions of the heart or not, they are not part and parcel of what? Iman. So لا يقول ما الإيمان معصية. So no matter the sin you commit, as long as you are a mu'min, it does not affect you. It does not affect you. So scholars of the past, they criticize the Murji'atu Fuqaha because their definition of Iman does not agree with what we have in the Quran and the Sunnah, as I've said. Though they believe that actions of the lips are compulsory, and the one who does not do them will be punished. They believe that some actions are haram, and those who do them will be punished. But for the fact that they say they are not part and parcel of Iman, and this goes against a hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the scholars of Sunnah, they were asked of them. They didn't make the fear of them, but they made the fear of them. And that's why if you check those books, you see the way they are harsh on the Murji'a. So some of them will say what? Al-Murji'a tarakul Islam arakka min tawli sabirish. That the Murji'a, they've left Islam. Huh? They've left Islam in a way that's just like a cloth. Huh? That is lighter than the cloth of sabirish. The kind of cloth that you see, that the cloth is very fine, that is very light. So when you are doing the comparison with Al-Murji'a tarakul Islam arakta in Saudi Arabia, so they've left Islam thinner and lighter than what? Than Saudi Arabia. How did they do that? They paved the way for the Murji'a to Jahmiyyah that came after. Since those Murji'a to Al-Fuqaha, they said Al-A'mal are not part and parcel of what? Of Iman. So the Murji'a to Jahmiyya, they came and said what? If you do not do them, it doesn't affect your Iman. So they added to it. If you do not do them, it does not affect. You are not doing them, does not affect your Iman. So we are going into Al-Jannah. So the Murji'atu Fuqaha said what? You will be punished. You will be punished. Though you enter Jannah, but you will be punished for not doing them. This one he said what? You will be punished because you are mu'min or you are mu'minun. You will not be punished. So they opened the gate for the Jahmiyyah, the Murji'atu Jahmiyyah. So scholars, they also attacked them. More that the scholars who came after continue to attack them, because during the time of people like Imam Ahmad, during the time of even before the time of Imam Ahmad, Jabir bin Safwan had watched and emerged. So it's like the Murji'atu Fuqaha paved the way for Jabir bin Safwan to establish his own ijtihad. So they also faulted them for this angle. So and that's why scholars will talk about the Murji'atu Fuqaha and they will attack them because they open the gate of evil. They open the gate of evil. Then the Murji'atu Jahmiyyah he came. One of the Salaf, one of the Imams, the person of Sa'id bin Jubair, said something. He said, Al-Murji'atu Yahudu Adi Ummah. Al-Murji'atu Yahudu Adi Ummah. He was referring to the Murji'atu Fuqa'ah, not the Murji'atu Jahmiyyah. He said, the Murji'atu Fuqa'ah, ya Yahudu of this Ummah. Now, when we say, how can you refer to Muslims as Yahud? How can you refer to Muslims as what? Yahud. But what he meant by Yahudu Adi Ummah is that they paved way for what? For people. And that is actually materialized. So what the Yahud, what they say? The Yahud say what? Nahnu Abna'ullah wa Ahibbahuhu. We are the children of Allah and what? His loved ones. What is that? Is that purification or not? Is that not purification? You say we are children of Allah and His loved ones. You are purifying yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَمْ تَرَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ يُزَكُّونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Don't you see those who purify themselves? So purifying yourself is not something that is what? That is good. So the Yahud, they purify themselves. So to the extent that they say, no, لَنْ تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ إِلَّا. Huh? So, they have touched us except for a few days. So they've rated themselves because they believe they are what they are. So the Murji'ah, when they say we are believers, we are what? Believers. You know, some of them will tell you that what? You shouldn't have doubt. Don't say, I'm a mu'min, inshallah. You must say what? I'm a mu'min, haqqa. I'm a real believer. So you say, I'm a mu'min, inshallah, you are doubting your iman. So for you to have doubted your iman, you are a kafir. And that's why the Shafi'iyya, those who are, some of them, the Ash'ari, the Maturidiyya, their own irja, the irja of the Maturidiyya is the irja that you say, you should not say, ana mu'min insha'Allah. So the Shafi'iyya, the irja, is what you can say, ana mu'min insha'Allah. You can add insha'Allah. So to them, to the other group, they believe that no, their daughter cannot marry somebody who says ana mu'min insha'Allah, because that person is doubting his iman, is not sure about his iman, or their son cannot marry a lady that says ana mu'min insha'Allah. Whereas, according to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, you can say ana mu'min insha'Allah. If what you mean that is that I'm a mu'min, that is I'm the one who is doing what Allah has commanded and going away from things He has forbidden, but I'm not claiming perfection that I've done everything. Ana mu'min insha'Allah. If this is what you mean, it is permissible to do that. It is permissible for you to say, ana mu'min insha'Allah. But this is they see it as what? Doubting the demand. So when said the Jubal said what? The Murja Ayahuju Ali Ummah. So what it meant is that the Murja, there are people who purify themselves with the extent that they trivialize, they make people to realize the deed as it later unfolded. You know, when you read the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the Jews, He said, وَتَخَلَبَ مِنْ بَعْدِ الْخَلْفِ قَرِثُ الْكِتَابَ يَأْخُذُونَ عَرَضُ هَذَا الْأَدْنَى. That is, some people came after them, قَرِثُ الْكِتَابَ they inherited this book. يأخذون عرض هذا الأدنى. They are taking the worldly things. ويقولون سيغفر لنا. ويقولون سيغفر لنا. And you are saying, those things that you are committing, Allah forgive us. Allah forgive us. وإن يأتهم عرض مثله يأخذون. If there is another opportunity of a worldly benefit, even if it goes against the Sharia of Allah, يأخذوا, they do it again. سيد فضلان, Allah forgive us. So they continue to commit sin, and they will be what? Justifying what they are doing to say what? سيد فضلان. وَإِنْ يَأْتِي مَعَرَضٍ مِثْلِ يَأْخُذُوا. Allah says, أَلَمْ يُخَذْ عَلَيْهِ بِثَاقُ الْكِتَابِ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقَّ. Is it is the covenant that has been had with them that they should not say, they should not ascribe to Allah except the truth? For that as soon as we, and they study what is in the book. What is in the book does not justify what they are saying. They are committing sin, and you are saying what's meant for Allah and Allah for us. It's just like what people say today. You do something that is so what in Allah that you want. Some of you don't do tawbah and watch. Go away from me to say no Allah of no working. You will be the one to be watching. To be giving yourself excuse. Similar to what the Jews will say, Sa'id Fablana. I'll continue to do the sin, commit the sin, and watch, they will say Sa'id Fablana. When you are Tim Arab Mithi Yahuru, Alam Yukad Alim Yisab al Kitab Allah Yahuru Allah Yahuru Hakka. Wadar Asru, Mafi. Wadar al Akhura de Kumti Adina. يتقون. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say the year after is what is good for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about. They are the Jews. So who to realize the truth and dons of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only because he said what we have embraced Iman, so to say, or we are believers. So with the fact that we are believers, they've understood it to mean what? No matter what you commit of sin, this will be what? Forgiven. So when you look at this Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who have this type of what? Of thought, are what? Are the Murji'ah. The Murji'ah to Fuqaha, they did not have it direct, but they paved the way for the other Murji'ah that came after them, particularly the Ghulatul Murji'ah, the Murji'atul Jahmiyyah, that believe what? لا يضر مع المعصية مع الإيمان معصية. It doesn't mean whether you commit sin or not. As long as I mean, you can go. It doesn't affect you. So this gave way for people to commit sins. And they will be bringing verses that talk about what Allah is Ghafurur Rahim. Leaving the verses of what? Allah is Shadeed. Allah is what? Shadeed al-Iqab. They won't bring those verses. The Khawarij, they are on the other side. They use verses of what? Shadeed al-Iqab and things like that. Also disregarding what? Ghafurur Rahim. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They combine which they will not be overzealous. Somebody is committing a sin, you will say, you dwell in hellfire forever. You are not the creator of the fire. You tell him what you are doing is wrong, you admonish him, but Allah is going to throw you into hellfire, you won't come out of it again. No, you can't tell a person like that. You can say, what I fear for you, hellfire. The one who does so and so, Allah is going to do so and so for you. The one who does so and so, Allah is going to do so and so for you. But for you to say you are going to what? Enter fire. This is what the way of the Khawarij. And that's what we said, the Khawarij, to them, al-Iman la tabarak. Iman is indivisible to them too. Just as Iman is indivisible to the Murji'ah, Iman is also indivisible to the Khawarij. Is it that you are a mu'min or you are not a mu'min? Is it that you are a mu'min or you are not a mu'min? So somebody is observing salah, performing hajj, doing sadaqah, doing this, doing that. But the person, for instance, is taking in toxic camps, is doing this. I don't know. He's a kafir. He's a kafir. Why? Al-Iman li atabahat. Iman is indivisible. So they will say that, watch, it cannot be combined or present in a person. Just a person. Iman and what? And kufru? No. Iman and kufru cannot. You see that he's a mu'min or he's a kafir. What makes him a kafir? If he commits one grave sin, it nullifies all the good deeds that he has done. Khawarij. The murji'a, no, iman and what? And kufru cannot be present in a single person. You see that he's a mu'min or he's a kafir. So if he is a mu'min, he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that belief nullifies all the evil deeds that he has done. This is what? The definition of what? The murji'atu. Which murji'atu? Murji'atu fuqaha or murji'atu jahmiya? Which one? Huh? Jahmiya. The murji'atu fuqaha, they believe he will be punished for those evil deeds. Though he's a mu'min, meaning he's going to come out of hellfire, but he'll be punished for those evil deeds. Unless if Allah wills, if Allah forgives him. But the murji'a al-jahmiya, they said no. Since he's a mu'min, so any other thing that he does of evil after that will be wiped away because of his iman. So, and that is why it is important that you know this. This that you are saying, in the present time, you see things like this going on in the world. In the world, the Khawarij, with this Akida, they are operating. The Murji'a, with this Akida, are so much operating. I'm talking about the Murji'a to Jahmiya, they are operating with this Akida. And now, these are people that you see that it will be alive, everything. Some of you are saying Shahada, so the fact that he does this, it doesn't mean anything. Even if the person commits kufu, they say, what? After all, he has done Shahada. After all, he has done what? Shahada. I think that Shahada that he does not have what nullifies. Once you see Ashadu Allah, ilaha illallah, that is there. Nothing can nullify it. This is not the Akida of Ahlus Sunnah or Jama'ah. The Shahada can be nullified. There are modifiers of Shahada. Some people embrace Islam, and when they make jest of the Prophet Sallallahu and his companions, Allah said, what? وَلَا إِنْ تَعْتَوْمُ If you ask them, لَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُودُ وَنَلْعَمُ They will say, what? We are only playing. We are just making jest and things like that. كُنْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِ وَرَسُولِي كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَعْزِوُونَ Say to them, you are making jest with Allah, His messenger, His book, His verses. La ta'tadu. Don't put forward any excuse. Qad kafartum. Qad kafartum. Ba'da imanikum. You have disbelieved after your iman. Clever. So, your shahada has modifiers. Things that you do, just one of it will nullify your iman. So the murji'a that are upon the appeal of the murji'a jahmiya as far as the issue of iman is concerned, they are what you are around in the world. Likewise, we have what the khawarij. So the khawarij, you see them, they are busy with the rulers. They busy themselves with the rulers. Because the modern Kharijism has to do with what? Has to do with the fight for power, political power more. So if a ruler, for instance, commits one sin, they say he's a kafir. Why? Because he has taken intoxicants. Why? Because he has fornicated. Or why? Because he has committed adultery. Why? Because he has done this. How can a Muslim commit adultery? How can a Muslim take what? Intoxicant. A Muslim that takes intoxicant or commits adultery, that was not removed from the fold of Islam. It's sinful. And his case is what? It's a punishable offense in Islam. But you won't, because of that, remove him from the fold of Islam. So this is when they see a ruler do anything, immediately they watch, they remove the ruler. The issue is that nobody is justifying what the ruler has done that is wrong. But you remove him from the fold of Islam, despite the fact that what he has committed is not something that is up to that. This is where the issue lies. Then another thing is that what some people, they bring in the Aqid of the Murjia. If a ruler has legalized something of Kufru, done, he has done Kufru, he will not leave the fold of Islam. That ruler will not leave the fold of Islam. That's why the fact that what he has done a lot of Kufri yet. You see, both of them, they are what? They are working. The affair has to do with what? The ruler. This one has gone overboard in defense of the ruler. The other one has gone overboard in what? In his attack on the ruler. But the balanced position is between of Ahlus Sunnah. So you won't, because of somebody has committed one thing or the other that is not kufru, that takes one out of the fold of Islam, and because of that you remove him from the fold of Islam. So what we are saying essentially is that iman increases and decreases. Iman is divisible and is not something that is static, it increases. Contrary to the Aqidah or the Khawarij, iman is indivisible. The Mujia, iman is indivisible. Is it that iman is there or it's not there? If the iman is there, nothing can remove it. Nothing can remove it. And nothing can decrease it, according to the Murjia. So we said the Murjia to Fuqaha, they paved the way for the Murjia to Al-Jahmiyya. And the Murjia to Jahmiyya, they are operating, they are operating fully now. These are people that you see, they legalize everything from the West. They rubbish a lot of things, that Islam has put down. Anything that comes from the West is what they used to watch. They used to replace that exists in Islam. So this is what, this is effect of Irja of Jahmiyyah. This is effect of Irja of Jahmiyyah. So they say, you people, you are just making things difficult for people. You are making things difficult for people. Even if what you are telling them is a verse, clear verse of the Quran, they still accuse you of making things difficult for people. So let us try to watch, advance. People are now, they've been to the space. We are still in the bathroom. We are still talking about the issue of how to do the ghusl of Janaba, ghusl of Hajj. Why some people are moving from Mars to Pluto, from this to... You see, this is what? Irja. So all these things do not mean anything to them. So what matters to them is what is going on in the West. The culture of the West. To them, if you want to practice Islam, this is what's supposed to be Islam. And what is happening in the West, this is what's supposed to be Islam. Not this issue of how to take the ghusl of Hajj, the ghusl of Janaba, how to observe Moraka and the likes. So all these ones, they do what? They make us backwards. Let us make progress. Let us make progress. So this is Irja. This is what Irja that we are talking about. Visualizing the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Promoting the laws of kufr. So The Salaf, they warned seriously against Ijma' al-Fuqaha. Despite the fact that the Murji'ah al-Fuqaha, they do not realize the A'mal, they believe we are compulsory. But because their definition of Iman is against what we have in the Quran and the Ahadith. So that's why the scholars warn against them, and they knew what could be the evil effects of that position. And this later materialized when the Murji'ah Jahmiyyah came and they started trivializing everything. As long as what you are a mu'min, you have believed in Allah in your heart, that is enough. It's not enough that you will say it. Saying Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah is not a must to them. In your heart, that one is enough. So in addition, they remove all this. And that's why Muhammad bin Nasr al-Marwazi in his book Ta'zim al-Qadr al-Salah talked about when he was talking about the Imam. He said Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala said the Murji'ah al-Fuqaha, they agree with us in that Qawl al-Lisan, the statement of the tongue, is part and parcel of the Imam. They only disagree with us that the actions of the lips are part and parcel of Iman. They say they are not part and parcel of Iman. He said, except a group from the Murji'ah that came later, that said what? Statement of the tongue is not part and parcel of Iman, in addition to what action of the lips. Likewise, the A'mal al-Qulub, the actions of the heart are not part and parcel of Iman. So these people today, as we said, they are walking around. So they are people who are trying to present the Western culture to us as what should be Islam to practice. And that when somebody says a believer, even if he doesn't say it, as long as in his heart he believes in God. So you can't judge him, leave him. He doesn't pray, he doesn't do anything. You don't need to talk to him. Let him practice his religion the way he likes. So religion is what? Is an affair between man and his creator. See that statement? It's an affair between a man and what his creator. You don't need to grab into it. This is the job of what? Of Jahmiyyah. This is the job of Jahmiyyah. You don't need to grab into it. It's an affair between a man and his creator. For those people that are saying in their lives, when you do things that they do not like, they will come in. They will take you off with the laws of the land. Even in America, in Britain, and so you have violated so and so. But when it has to do with God, they say what? Religion is an affair between man and his creator. So they downplay that side of Allah and what? They elevate their own side. They make themselves important. The culture that they formulated, they make it important, and they punish you for the culture. But out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they downplay it and they say what is an affair between man and his creator, or man and God. So you don't need to interfere. Let people decide what they will do. And this is what you see. You see people ascribe themselves to Islam. You see them championing things like this. So, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us, may He give us good understanding of the deen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka rabbana wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Alaykum as-salam.